it's easy to say, well, yeah, I believe in Jesus. But it's quite another to take up your cross and follow him. Turns out, there are no padded crosses. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at the amazing life that you've been given from a different perspective. One of the things that really makes a chair comfortable is the padding, you know, the springs and the support. Like on a long car ride, it's so much better if we have a seat that's well-shaped and supportive on the one hand, yet soft and padded on the other. Let's face it, we like to be comfortable. I know that I do, and I'm sure you're the same. So when it comes to letting God actually change our lives, to deal with the rubbish and the silly ideas that we carry around and the bad attitudes and the selfish habits, you and me, we want it to be a comfortable ride. Well-shaped, supportive, soft, air-conditioned would be good, thanks. Oh, and a cup of good coffee along the way. But God doesn't deal with us like that. I really appreciate something I heard a preacher say once. It was something like this. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me, and I have never once been able to find a padded cross. Now, I'd love to be able to tell you that I have an endless supply of padded crosses in the closet. But when God deals with some of the rubbish in my life, it's never easy. It always hurts. It's often lonely. But the prize is living the life that God always intended. What drumbeat are you marching to? Is it the me, or the money, or the attention, or the career, or getting the limelight kind of addiction? What dominates our lives? There's something there for each one of us. For me, it was an addiction to gadgets and things and money and success. You look at that stuff and go, you know, in that list, there's nothing there worth laying your life down for, is there? None of those things are worth giving over our lives to, or our emotional energy or our efforts over to, because you and I know that no matter how much we pursue those things, at the end of the day, there'll be a hollow emptiness there. We're all captive to something. That's why Jesus said, first time he spoke publicly in his ministry, he said, I have come to set the captives free. What an odd thing to say. But he also said something else, almost in the same breath. He said, I've come to bind up the brokenhearted. Because those two things go together hand in hand. When the world squeezes us into its mold, when we end up marching to the beat of the world's drum, we end up brokenhearted because it just doesn't work. And Jesus came to give us a victory over that. And his victory is so sweet. It's a paradox of life. We crave after comfort and selfishness or whatever, but it ends up damaging us. Why is that? Because we were made in God's image. And we were never meant to be squeezed into the world's image, into the world's mold. Let's get a revelation. You and I are made in the very image of God, to be free, to be whole, to be able to live a life of love and of significance and of sacrifice. But when the world takes us and squeezes us into its mold, when we've been there for a while, it starts to get pretty familiar and pretty comfortable, and we get used to the stench. So when Jesus comes along with the keys for freedom, it's bound to get a mite uncomfortable. Do I really want to be free? Do I really want to leave that stuff behind? Do I really want to have victory right here and right now, right in the middle of the life that I'm living? That victory that Jesus came to give me, well, do I? In my addiction to gadgets, I always had to have the latest computer. My addiction to money, to turn around and say, well, now I'm following Jesus. My priority is to give money away to God's work. My priority is to do what I'm doing right now and end up on a minister's salary instead of a high-flying corporate salary. That's a paradox. It seemed like some great sacrifice at the time when I made that decision, but I've never been more fulfilled. I've never been more victorious in my life since I let him work that victory in me. And it hurt at the time when I made that decision. These are tough decisions, and they always involve sacrifice. That's why Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let them take up their cross and follow me. Let them deny themselves and take up their cross, because whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Wow. Well, looky here. No padded crosses. The image of a cross is brutal. It's about crucifixion and pain and denial and loss. Jesus on the cross put you and me before himself, even though he was the Son of God. It's a stark and radical choice. There are no half measures here. And you might say, Bernie, does that mean I have to sell my house or give all my money to the poor or become a missionary in the middle of Africa? And my answer is not necessarily. But it does mean you have to be prepared to do all of those things if that's what God calls you to do, with nothing held back from him. When I was living this high-flying corporate life, I was earning a lot of money when I came to Christ. And within a few months, I found myself studying at Bible college, and I knew there was a call on my life to do just what I'm doing here right now. But it took about 8 or 9 years for Jesus to change me and transform me inside before God was ready for me to make the move from corporate life into full-time ministry. Now, I've gone where he's called me to go, and in a sense, you could say, I've lost something. I've lost that big six-figure salary. I had to give that up. I had to give up recognition. I had to give up the flashy cars. And so it appears to be a sacrifice. But can I tell you this? I walked straight into his promise when I did that, because he said, whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. I wouldn't be doing anything else other than what I'm doing now. I'm having a ball. Is it tough sometimes? It is. But this is the step of faith he is calling us to. Freedom can be a scary thing. Do I leave behind that familiar stench of living the life squeezed in the world's mold for something unknown, for something uncertain? It's like when Israel went from Egypt into the wilderness, the 40-year Exodus. The very first time it got tough on day two, they wanted to run straight back to their Egyptian slavery. There are people living in a twilight zone. They kind of believe, but they've never taken up their cross. They've had a taste of God's goodness, but they're not living in his grace. That's why you and I are together today. Maybe today is the day to make a decision. Maybe today is the day to take the radical step and pray, Father, everything I am and everything I have, I give over to you completely and unconditionally. Everything I have and everything I am now belong to you, God. I'll use them the way you ask me to. Take me, use me, teach me, bless me. I am prepared to take up my cross, no holds barred, to lose my life for your sake. Come on, is God talking to you today? Is it time to stop living a half-life full of compromises in comfort that never satisfies? I believe today God is calling some people to live the life he always intended for them. And it's always risky stepping into that. It always feels uncertain, but God is a faithful God. God is a God who wants the best. God is a God who wants to see you and me living life to the full, the very life he always intended. He wants us to taste his sweet victory over all the things in this world that bind us up and break us. The question is, are you prepared to pay the price? Are you prepared to take up your cross, to deny yourself and to follow him, to lose your life and to trust in him in doing that you'll find it? Now that's a question only you can answer. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that we'd love to send you to help you draw closer to Jesus. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional with a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. That's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. And it's completely free. To get instant access, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.